Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Of my television when I was in Amalfi, when I just got to Italy. So this is the first week of the honeymoon. And the video is just of what seems to be like Italy's funniest home videos, that kind of setup, or a Tosh.0 type setup, if you will. And it's just videos of American frat dudes climbing and racing over the tops of porta potties and like face planting off of them. And I don't know if that was a new show, but it felt appropriate. I communicated a lot about my insecurity as like what is happening about, you know, my identity as an American fundamentally was called into question by this election. So how Italy thought of me just felt like a lot of
people
laughing.
I just picture you,
but
like one of those festivals, just they're just pelting you with Roma tomatoes. That's the mental image that's conjured up. Because I remember in the Bush years when you travel, people don't do the nuance of, oh, we'll have...
Roddy Vincent Show.
It is a rare opportunity to grab Rod Temton actually sitting down on a seat and talk to one of our hottest ever song. And it all, in a way, really started with this one.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And on this earth and then in a world we can't see.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford 5 devices per person in the bubble of Paranea.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh.
Don't step on the one. You gotta start on the two. Find the two, you understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now when music starts, you don't dance till the two. Got it? Nice. Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Well said! Well said!
What makes it
well,
vessel
yeah.
Anyone else might not pick up on.
Listen, where are you?
Ball goes in the hoop a lot.
Swimming.
Have fun while doing it.
Here three, comes the music three, right now.
Movie.
In three, two,
Art.
And one. Go!
Listen, where are you?
It's called blackmail. As you know, the royal family of Britain are the wealthiest landowners in the world. Either the royal family pays us an exorbitant amount of money, or we make it seem that Prince Charles has had an affair outside of marriage and therefore would have to divorce.
Who the fuck ate my last fucking Haagen-Dazs popsicle?
Wasn't me. You know who's been here? Walking around the fucking house? That fat ass goddamn woofer.
When food's missing, suspicions invariably turn to the heavy set.
That motherfucker's FAT positive. You know what I'm saying? If a hat was missing, I would blame a bald head motherfucker like you.
Hey, Murray! How are you? Good.
Right, okay, people, you have to tell me these things, all right? I've been frozen for 30 years.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
I'm here on a mission of mercy.
Oh man, what a week of editing.
I was Ethan's guest.
It's good. Beetle is in her game room right now. She's got the NBA Jam. She's got Buck Hunter.
I set that up.
Oh, you set it up? Set that up? Connected the two. Yeah,
yes,
are you producing her podcast or involved in that at all?
Nope. Gabe Goodwin. Nope.
Gabe Goodwin. Of the Minneapolis Goodwins.
I just woke up from a nap.
A midday nap?
Yeah. Josie got me up early. Well, she got me up early. She wouldn't let me sleep this morning. So, I think it's a couple hours short. Now I'm waking up.
Wow. He's waking up. Ooh. Eden, are you here?
I am.
There she is.
What's up, guys?
Sip.
Feels like forever. I missed the show before last week, so it's been like 3 weeks?
Yeah. Too long.
I know. Far too long.
Oh, man.
I had myself a lovely little Thanksgiving, and I'm proud of the choices that I made with the bone-in and all that, but I am so Thanksgivinged out. Like, I had so many Thanksgivings. It was just... Dude. Too much.
That's too many, man. That's too many.
How many did you have?
4.
Jeez. That is a lot. That's too much.
There was a Friendsgiving the Saturday before. There was 2 on the day. And then there was an extra Thanksgiving, I guess, on the Saturday after. And my girlfriend also had another Thanksgiving on Tuesday. So she had five.
What? Come on. Tuesday Thanksgiving.
An extra Thanksgiving. Wow.
It's just, that's just dinner. Was there a
you
turkey?
Would think, but even if it is just dinner, it's like a big dinner.
Yeah, that's too much food.
And then I went from the last Thanksgiving to a going away party, which also had food. So
at least you probably didn't have to buy food.
It's true. It's true. But I also ate too much. Like, I don't need to eat that much. No, it's just not necessary. But also, I can't stop myself from having food if it's there. Because I feel like, well, it's here. I should eat it.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, if there's great, delicious food in front of you, it's not going to not eat it.
Jay, did you do the bone-in?
Nope.
Did you do the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, so that plan didn't go down, huh?
No, I tried, but I'll probably do it for Christmas, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the turkey came out really good. I was pretty impressed. And we had a lovely, lovely, lovely time. I enjoyed Thanksgiving this year. I mean, I usually do, but we had a ball. We had a nice party that night. Friends were up. Brother was up.
All right.
And the
whole fam.
Yeah, I was like, I saw pictures on the gram. The whole fam.
Fam on the gram.
Made a pot pie the following night.
Ooh, yeah, that's, I love a pot pie. Was
that
it with
seems
the turkey?
To
like
be
leftover
the
turkey?
Good
or?
Move
yep.
to do.
Oh,
yeah,
that
turkey
sounds
lasted
fire.
Until Turkey lasted until Sunday. I think I had my last turkey on Sunday. Leftover pot pie. And then I threw it out. I had more. But I had to. I was like, I'm done. That's it. Like, I'm not carrying this into Monday.
Maxed out on the turkey. Yeah.
There's no way.
Like, how big
no
was the
way.
Bird that you got?
14 pounds this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not
smaller
even.
Smaller than usual. Usually I do
not
19.
Even that big.
No, and I like I didn't really even pluck the bird. I probably could have made a turkey soup if I wanted to.
Oh, turkey soup. Most overrated leftover idea.
Who makes turkey soup?
It's awful. People do it and it's terrible. Terrible idea. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Throw it away. Throw that bird out.
Throw it to the birds.
No, we sufficiently plucked the turkey. It was good.
You bet.
Love it. Homemade cranberry sauce, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole. Very classic.
You can green bean casserole can go get fucked. I do
kind of like.
I made a green bean casserole with my friends.
Do
with the cream of mushroom soup.
Eden, respectfully.
Crispy onions.
Fucked. Okay, I think it's.
Dude, Eden, were you the instigator of that green bean casserole, or were you just?
No, I actually wasn't. It was my friends were like. So I was the one. I brought two bottles of wine because I was like.
That's the way to go. No, you
it
did
was like
right.
a friend of a friend's that was hosting. It was like someone I'd met a few times, and I got bullied into going because my friends didn't want me to like sit at home to eat takeout alone. On Thanksgiving, nice. Which I totally would have been fine with. But so I got peer pressured into going and I'm like, well, I don't know what to bring. Like, I don't know them well enough to ask directly. And then so they were like, well, bring wine. And then my friends that like bullied me into going, they're these two twin sisters that I'm like really close with. They were like, well, just come over beforehand and you can like help us with the stuff that we're making. And one of them is like a dietitian and she made like roasted Brussels sprouts or something. And then the other one wanted to make the green bean casserole. So I helped. And you know what my job role was to open the can. Mm. And I was supposed to use a can opener to open the can. But turned out really it was pop.
Not really a job so much as like what we would tell the child to do in the room, like if they were.
And no, did you hear?
I think Sadie did more.
But
now, Eden, could you open this can of green beans for me, please?
And then she did it wrong.
It was a pop top can.
Shit, I have Sadie
I didn't even need a can opener. Hey, I also steamed the green beans directly from the bag, okay?
Oh, shit.
I know.
Look at you.
Wow. Hey, I showed up with 2 bottles of wine, okay?
No, that's all.
Yeah, like, did you take them both to the dome before you tried to open this can? Like,
don't mind if I do.
Don't mind if I do, folks.
I forgot to do the sprouts. I had Brussels sprouts and I totally spaced.
There was competing Brussels sprouts at the Thanksgiving I went to. Because one was like a Brussels sprouts au gratin or something, and the other one was like my friend's healthy roasted Brussels sprouts.
Cheesy
and
she Brussels was mad. Sprouts?
Yeah, it was like
thumbs down for me. No,
it worked. It worked.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Oh my god,
there's bacon involved. Ugh, I don't know.
Okay,
man.
Bacon. Yes, I mean bacon, citrus. Yeah. Citrus is really good with Brussels sprouts. Like
love a sprout with pancetta.
Yeah.
Sprout, that, Brussels sprout, pancetta, and like some balsamic. Boom. Mm. Tasty.
Pancetta is clutch, for sure.
Not cheddar.
Wynn saw some stand-up comedy last night at the old Hollywood Pro.
Dude, I'm going to go see some stand-up comedy tonight.
And there was a heckling incident.
Oh.
It's a heckling incident.
What'd you say?
Surprisingly, it wasn't me. So it was a great lineup. Daniel Tosh was a surprise guest.
Oh wow.
Who showed up and he Talk oh my him. God. He's one of the few like comedians I really like that I've never seen before live. And first time I saw him, he was oh my god. He was so good. Like it was everything he did was hilarious. But the end of the night, the closer was Jay Farrow. From Saturday Night Live fame. Nice. He does his impressions and everything, and then he's going through a bit set up about like people we lost this year, and he mentions DMX, and this woman in the crowd goes, "Good." Like, and he's like, "What?" She's like, "Good. He fought dogs. He fought pit bulls. He did like starts like saying, and Jay Farrow's like, I don't think he did any of the stuff that you're saying. And he's like, and by the way, like he's dead. Like, what are you doing? Just be silent. Don't say that. Like, don't do
it.
And
she just kept talking about, was she talking about Michael Vick or what?
That's what I think. That's what I think. And so
that was part of his routine. The dogs. That was his. That's the metaphor.
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, no. Like, if anything, like the dogs are the ones he liked the most. Like, out of anything. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's true.
He featured them on the album cover. Yes. Like, what?
Yeah. And so security comes over and like tries to get her to leave, but they didn't push it too hard. I think because he was towards the end of his set and he was the last one of the night, and she kind of quiets down a little bit. But then as she was leaving, I mean, like looked about as like mid-20s Karen as you can get, right? Whatever you're picturing, that's what she looked like. And she
Karen
was,
White.
She was stumbling drunk, like stumbling all over the place. Like it almost fell into a table as she's walking out. Like it was quite the sight. But yeah, I've never seen someone cheer a death in public before. That was – and it was just such a room changer. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was crazy. You don't boo.
It was crazy.
You don't hiss. You know. Remember when Seinfeld gets heckled? By the way, God knows what Snoop Dogg has done to dogs. Jesus Christ.
An old style after him.
God forbid. That's funny.
Put him on an album cover. That's what he did.
Nate Dogg. Knows what he did to dogs. Yeah. Oh,
it was good.
Impressive. Yeah. Clifford
I'll
the
tell
big
you
red
what,
dog.
When you said heckler, not what I was expecting.
What did you think?
Someone criticizing the comedian or talking about the... No, it's shitting on a dead person.
Shitting on a dead person, yeah.
Didn't have that one written down.
Men definitely hit the remote button more than women, wouldn't
you? Oh, really? Really? That is so... True.
Yes, men. See, men don't care what's on TV. Men only care what else is on TV.
Oh, yes, right on.
women really want to see what the show is before they change the channel.
Oh, that is so true. Yes. Yes.
That's why men hunt and women nest. Anyway, yeah. All right. So anyway,
it's off the board.
Oh shit! I'm not recording. I got to restart. Sorry. Be right back.
The old call recorder strikes again.
Call recorder is relentless. I'll tell you that. Constantly needing to be updated.
Thankfulness to the band and all the fellas. Two, three, four, one. Such a night. Such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night.
Well, kids are off to New York City right now. Got the weekend by myself.
Oh, wow. Why didn't you go to New York City?
What are they doing? Yeah.
They're setting the lights and all that. I don't know.
Oh, they're going to Rockefeller Center?
Yeah. My wife is going with a friend of hers. So there's another person that's helping. I was going to go because there's a brief moment this week that his friend couldn't go, and then I was like, all right, maybe I will. But then things turned around. I was like, all right, Home Alone.
Number one, Jade Home Alone activity, and keep it kosher.
Oh.
Come on.
Sleep.
Come
sleeping.
On, guys.
Yeah, he's got three kids. All that's left. It's probably sleeping at this point.
It's all that's left.
It's all that's left.
No, I mean, I can't do the other one, Zach, so it's sleeping.
Oh, I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you sleep in a different place in the house? Do you like take a nap like on the couch? No, just straight to bed. Middle of the bed?
Feed the cat. Yeah. Yes. The middle of the bed, baby. The middle. The whole thing. Probably, feed the cat.
Shebang.
And then check out my phone and then go to sleep. Listen to put on a good conspiracy pod and that's it. I'm out.
I've been trying to not have my phone on me at night. Like if I'm just like, even if I'm just like hanging around the apartment, like just try not to check it at all. Once it gets past 7 o'clock, it's been okay. It's not been hard. At night
without the phone. I've been going home without it because basically it gets usurped when I get home anyway.
Yeah.
From one of the kids. So it's like, but Grayson said the other day, he said, Mom, he goes, I'm done with the PS4.
Whoa.
He goes, I'm technology free. She goes, your iPad too? He goes, hell no. But nonetheless, step in the right direction.
Yeah.
They made gingerbread houses last night.
Ooh, I love the construction of a gingerbread house.
By the way,
what a time.
With the very leftover bits of the icing that Sadie ate almost the entire bag of. You ever see one of the gingerbread house bags of icing?
I guess, no, it's not ringing a bell.
Like the piping bag?
It's like you ever see someone do the cake where they
yeah,
it's yeah, a piping.
The
piping,
yeah. Yeah.
That's what yeah, said, yeah. It's called a, what is it called? A piping bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadie ate 3/4 of the piping bag.
That'll it's happen. Like, yeah, you gotta be careful.
She's my that. Hero. Love her.
Just pure icing.
Yes.
But I mean, if that's you, important.
Like, eat it slowly, sip on it, you know? It's like.
It's still 3/4 of a bag.
Sip
what
on
are you
it? Sip on some that's icing? Tough.
That stuff can't be good for you because it like oh hardens God, up. Oh my God!
Of course not.
It's literally like,
it's like a glue,
powdered sugar, we'll give her and heroin. Like, yeah,
there's some type of glue in there. I'm
yeah, it's gotta be is- stronger than just regular sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, how are you gonna build the gingerbread house? All of your mortar is
it
gone.
It was just enough. There was just, honestly, there was
real bare bones project.
I don't know how they did it. I thought they had enough for one house. Christy managed to get it for four. But Sadie was not, because I got home last night and like, you want my wife says, you want to tell daddy what you did? Sadie's like, no, please don't tell him. And I thought she broke something or something like that. I was like, finally. She told me, I was like, I didn't care. What am I going to do? It's understandable.
Make her go throw up.
I was just like, that's what I told her. I was like, Sadie, it's not good for you, you know? So hopefully that registered. By not getting mad, I was understanding and I just said.
Mm. Okay, so I say, don't thought, do it again. Thought that the point of gingerbread houses was that they're edible.
But I know, but they're not.
Do you ever eat them? No.
No. You have, if you're going to, you got to eat it like right
away.
One.
Yeah, you got to eat yeah. right away.
You can't, after stale. A week,
yeah.
after a week, those things break are just a tooth. Gross.
Yeah. You might as well just eat it at the dentist's office.
What are those candies called? Jujube beans or what are those?
Jujube
jawbreakers? Jujube
jawbreakers, yeah, might as well be.
Yeah. Oh, man. I bought myself some Junior Mints last night.
Ooh, throw those bitches in the mint. Freezer. Love yes. a dollar. Frozen, they were frozen
like
Junior
dollar
Mint.
Oh.
Or like for York peppermint box. Patty straight
yeah.
from the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I really like now? Skittles. The goddamn Halloween candy.
Oh, you know, like, so along the same lines, I really like Nerds. Nerds are a good candy, man.
Hmm.
You know what I like that is underrated is the Nerds rope.
Yes. Nerds
it's like
rope
little,
is fantastic.
It's like almost like a gummy bear texture rope.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the little Nerds on the outside of it. So it's like I don't eat it in one, but I like to eat the Nerds, you know, off of the
oh.
rope. And then, like,
oh, you're
you know,
dissecting.
I,
okay.
Yeah.
Pick the right. Nerds off? I usually
it's
just
like having Nerds and
in.
Gummy bears.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to try that next time. Okay. I never considered
yeah, but
that.
You don't, you know, you don't have to eat it the whole way like that. A few bites with both,
right.
a few bites with just one or the other. Yeah,
because like, that's what
I. Nerd rope.
That's similar to how I eat a Butterfinger. I'll like take
okay.
a chunk of a Butterfinger and I'll kind of like suck the chocolate off.
Yeah, yeah.
So where it's just the peanut butter part, and then you
yeah.
eat the crunch, and it's like that's to me that's the way to
it's
eat
like
it.
Two different candies.
Yeah, exactly. Now all together, it's still good. It's still my favorite, but I want that. I want the separation.
Versatility.
There. Yeah.
Versatility.
Yeah, the Halloween candy, I really got into it. I really did.
That's how they get you.
Skittles are good. I just like that immediate, faster than fast sugar contact.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so fast. You can eat it. Like there'll be days where I'm kind of like falling apart at night working. Couple Skittles, back. It's like crack. So serious.
Do you get the withdrawals? Do you need to taste the rainbow one more time in order to make it through the night?
Taste the rainbow. It's amazing.
Taste the rainbow.
Exactly what it is.
Taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
Oh, tight. Yeah. Blue, yellow, pink. Whatever, man. Just keep bringing me that.
I mean, you know what's really, really annoying?
What's that?
Really grinds my gears.
Is it Zach's voice? Because that's what grinds my gears.
When Zach and I are sitting in the Skype ready to record, and there's no mean to be found, he's just not ready.
You know, sometimes, Maze, I gotta get up for the show. I'm not always just standing at attention just to record whenever you guys are ready. I got to get in the mood.
Tension.
But you know what, Maze? You know when that attitude doesn't stand up?
Whoa.
It's when the moment for intimacy arrives. At that moment, you need to be ready. Roman ready.
Whether you've been in a relationship for years or just getting started, having the confidence that comes from preparation means you're free to enjoy the moment when the moment comes.
Look, I know your mom told you a long time ago that you're extraordinary. You are just this one significant, unique thing in the universe. But the reality is, no matter how unique you are, ED is actually really, really common.
How common, I mean?
52% of guys aged 40 to 70 experience some form of erectile dysfunction.
That's a big number.
That's a different podcast.
Oh, damn it.
Go to GetRoman.com/ding to speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction and get $15 off your first month of treatment.
I think I know what you can do with that $15. ED is more common than most people think. In fact, once again, 52% of men between the ages of 40 and 70 will experience some form of ED. The benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with your partner and rediscover the joy of sex.
Roman ready is confidence personified. It's the self-assurance that comes from knowing you prepared yourself for the moment when intimacy arrives.
Roman's system is completely confidential and totally discreet. No big logos or labels on the packages that say... Oh, I can't say that. Bleep that out.
Yeah, they don't say on this. Hey, there's a guy who needs to get this address. None of that stuff. Let me tell you something. It's completely confidential. It's discreet. You get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping, Maze.
Wow. I mean, that sounds so straightforward, convenient, and discreet.
Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/ding and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today and connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and take care of it.
Go to GetRoman.com/ding, D-I-N-G, today. And if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this fall.
Roman ready.
All right. What do we got in the old bagaroo?
In the bag, we're going to start with a cross-pod question that Richie McGivney apologized for, but he just couldn't help it.
He's just tell you what, you apologize for a question off the bat, you're in danger of getting banned for a week. So just...
Yeah.
It's close. Just don't apologize.
Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Life on the line. Would you rather have to win a banter battle against Ryan Reynolds or a wrestling match against Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I mean, I'm going to go with I have no chance against The Rock whatsoever. Yeah, like zero. Right?
It's even a possibility.
I think that Ryan Reynolds' ability to banter is just as jacked as
but I have
The Rock's
like,
body.
Like, I could get lucky with, like, some...
I could banter.
Get really... Banter with if I'm, you know, if my brain is really... I could get... There's a chance I could get lucky.
Yeah, but
zero chance. I am even, like,
get
lifting,
me on a phone call with him.
I'm holding down The Rock's even, like, pinky finger.
Eden, couldn't you also... Couldn't you also, though, think like, I mean, it's a wrestling match, right? So, like, yeah. someone could come interfere with a chair, hit him in the head or something. You know, like, there are some things that could happen.
I was thinking actual wrestling, not
an alligator
like
or a crocodile.
Like, I thought it was like wrestling, like, not like WWE wrestling.
You thought like, Greco-Roman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I was like, singlet
on.
I mean, if I'm allowed to like poke out eyes or something, then yeah, maybe.
Wait, you know? Is it an alligator? And who am I wrestling? The alligator or the rock?
The rock, not the croc.
Where did you get an alligator from?
Where did an alligator come from?
I'll guess Florida.
What was the question?
Do you think it was Dwayne the Croc Johnson?
Wait, what was? I thought it was an alligator.
There's no alligator in the question.
I mean, maybe he's wearing alligator shoes into the ring or something.
Where did I pull that from?
I don't know. Jake. Skittles. Papa Skittle, real quick.
Papa Skittle right now.
Come back to us, Jake.
Your question intercepted a flashback somehow. I don't even know.
Hey, Ryan, congrats on Free Guy being like the most entertaining movie I've seen in years, man. Dude, I want to hear, I know you guys have been asked time and time again about what video game you'd want to live in. What would be the worst video game to be trapped inside of?
I mean, being an NPC in anything like you know, Fortnite or Grand Theft Auto or something like that, that's got to be tough. I mean, your day is just a you know, religious kind of fervent experience of being run over, stabbed, shot, blown up, you know, punched in the face over and over and over again. I don't think I would enjoy that. Although, it's not too dissimilar to having three daughters, six and under.
To the time you wrestled a crocodile?
I don't know, maybe.
Am I bantering against an alligator or am I wrestling a crocodile? What's happening here?
So it's just a wrestling match. That's it. There's no...
Wrestling match. That is the terms of the question. Yes.
There's no way. I couldn't even fake the wrestling aspect with The Rock. You know what I mean? I couldn't even like do that thing where you slam him into the turnbuckle. Yeah, and then, he's too big. There's no way. Couldn't even act it. It's the thing.
Nah, you could act it.
I love wrestling. Oh man.
Yeah, if it's WWE, there's a chance that I could rig it somehow.
Yeah, you're big.
Nah, doesn't matter. He'd throw me around like a toothpick. Wouldn't make a difference to him, but. I don't know. I think everybody is underrating Ryan Reynolds' banter here.
I could banter with Ryan Reynolds. Get out of here, man. I'd wonder if he could beat me.
Zach, I think you could. You'd have a chance for sure.
I'm running that fool.
I don't think so. But Zach, yeah, maybe.
I mean, could Zach win a banter battle with a mirror? That's just another question.
Ooh, that's
my toughest battle. Yeah. That's my toughest battle.
With a mean?
A mirror. Ooh. A mirror.
Oh, man.
Jade, what is wrong with your listening today?
I just woke up.
Here's a question. Here's a question. You're not banned, by the way.
We've already been talking for 20 minutes. Yeah. What do you mean you just woke up?
Oh.
I mean, to be honest, I heard you say Amir, and I was like, who's Amir?
He's microdosing naps in between sentences.
I had a friend named Amir in college.
That's my secret, Zach. I nap 10 seconds every minute all day, and then I'm fresh.
Here's a question that's inspired by this question. How far do you think The Rock could throw you?
Bet he could throw Eden like 12 feet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Eden, he'd throw to fucking Oklahoma at this point. Like, you know.
Eden would be aerodynamic, like a javelin.
Does he get a running start? Does he get a little running start like the guys in the Olympics with that ball under their chin? You know that thing?
That's where you have him putting you? You have him shot putting you?
Because if he gets the running, I think he could go 15 feet with me at least.
I'm talking 20. like Uncle Phil, like he's grabbing your pants, waist, he's up right?
10 yards. Yep.
He's grabbing your shirt, first down, he's picking you up and like just tossing you.
Get a first down with me.
Yeah. You know?
Good solid 10 yards.
That's
with the running start.
That's 30 feet, Jade. I think that's happening.
30 feet?
I don't even, like, he could throw like a bowling ball like 30 feet and that'd still be impressive, but a human person? Yeah, I don't know.
All right, five. He'll get second and five.
Second and five.
5 yards.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, got to the bottom of that one. And next up, Hefty at B Shefty or BS Hefty 9922. On a burger, what kind of bun do you prefer? Sesame seed, potato, brioche, wheat? Cross wheat off right away,
yeah,
please.
What the fuck? Yeah.
For a brioche. Burger specifically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on the brioche life.
Yeah. Love the brioche.
Since it came around.
Whole Foods has a great brioche.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Euro classic one or whatever.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Have you had the hot dog buns?
No.
So they open from the top.
That's how it should be anyways.
Yeah. Because how many times have you had a hot dog bun fall apart on you because...
Exactamundo.
The hinge part is not working. Yeah, or the bumble part.
Hold on. What do you mean opens from the top?
Okay, so imagine like a hot dog bun-shaped loaf of bread. And then there's a you slice the top. So instead of like cutting it from the side.
Okay.
Like you would, but like you see most of the time. You just drop it in the top.
Drop it in.
I do like myself the Kaiser. I like the Kaiser.
That is like, my mind is struggling. I need a visual.
I know. I'm trying to get you the visual here.
Eden, imagine like you're trying to drop the hot dog into an alligator. Okay.
Okay.
Alligator involved. Okay. Alligator is looking up, mouth opens.
Mouth open. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And you have to defeat it with banter.
You have to defeat the alligator with banter, and then the winner drops a hot dog in the loser's mouth. Yeah.
All right. Makes sense. Got it. Thanks. Perfect analogy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what the funniest part was, like, I gave somebody these hot dog buns one time, and they thought that it didn't have the slit because they weren't looking for it there.
And so they just cut the cross-sectioned that thing?
They cross-sectioned it, and it fell apart so fast.
Of course it did. Now you've turned that bun into Michael Jackson's nose. Like, of course, you fucked with it too much. Things gonna crumble.
Don't do the pretzel bun. It's not really my thing.
I don't mind a pretzel bun every once in a while, but that's not a regular. Like,
the pretzel buns are really expensive. That's my experience. They're easily double the price of a normal bun.
There's the ciabatta bun.
Nah,
that's not good either. Ciabatta for bun a burger.
Fuck right off. I don't want it.
It's tough. Like
ciabatta.
Certain ciabatta sandwiches are good.
Ciabatta stales quickly.
Yeah.
Like if you don't get it super fresh, I always feel it's like too hard. There's also the onion bun.
Nah, I don't like the onion bun. I don't like onion bagel. I don't like the onion bun. I'm out on everything.
Yeah, I don't. I'll only do the onion bagel if it's the last thing left, honestly. All right, give me the onion. I mean, we got cinnamon raisin and onion.
I'll starve. Those are my two. I'll starve.
Sesame seed classic. I'm always doing that.
Yeah, the sesame seed one, like, as long as it's on the puffier, bigger side, I'm down with that. But it's really just, you don't want a bun that's too thin that's just going to fall apart. That's the worst case scenario. So the thing about the brioche that's so good is that it's puffy and absorbent, so it really does the job well.
What about off the outside the box, the lettuce? What about the lettuce bun?
Protein style or whatever, and
fuck off.
In and out. I mean,
it always just leaves me wanting a bun.
a lettuce wrap.
Most super healthy options will do that. You're just like, all right, where's the pizza now?
You can't really put it down.
It can't, right, because it then falls apart.
It's going to completely collapse.
Yeah, you gotta house that thing.
Just give me the salad at that point, you know?
Yeah, just break up a hamburger patty and drop it in a salad for me.
We have this, there's a very old establishment in New Haven, Connecticut that claims it's where the burger started here in the United States, I guess. What? It's called, I think it's called Louie's. Lunch.
Oh wait, I think that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yeah,
probably. It's probably. It's one of those. It's really cool. You go there. They serve it on bread. It's on white bread.
Yeah, the alehouse does
what they
burgers
call patty
on,
melt. On, I guess.
Yeah, that's patty melt is burger, cheese
on Texas toast,
grilled onions on bread. It doesn't have to be Texas toast.
White
it can
bread.
Be
like
whatever.
Bread. Just bread.
They don't. Their whole claim that I think.
Not Wonder Bread, Eden. No. Like, this isn't 1955. It's.
They don't.
But you could if you wanted to.
I guess. You could also wrestle a crocodile. Like, anything's possible.
I want to say they don't serve ketchup. I think it's like one of these things. Like, you know, some of these places, especially if they're old, they always have these weird rule.
Yeah, Zach, have you ever been to the Apple Pan in LA? It's on Pico.
Yeah.
That place is like, we do burgers two ways.
Yeah, you
you can't put anything on it.
You don't get to change shit.
and you better like it. But it's pretty good. I respect places that just this is our burger and deal with it.
There's no we it says here we want you to experience the meat's true flavor, so we serve it on white toast and only offer cheese, onion, and tomato as garnishes. No ketchup.
No sauce at all. No condiments.
Threw me off when I was in Philly with the whole whiz-wit. You know that thing? The whiz-wit? Mm-hmm. No whiz-wit? I don't even know. I was like, I was shocked. I was like, they're putting cheese whiz on this? Steak and cheese. Cheese steak, whatever. That's even another one. If you caught a steak and cheese, God forbid. Philadelphia, they'll take your head off. Call it a steak and cheese, you know?
I mean, there's steak and there's cheese. What, like?
Okay, cheese steak. All right, all right. Sorry.
You're ordering something completely different.
Yeah. Whiz-wit. Well, we got to the bottom of that.
Solved it. Staying on this tip. Conlin Athletic Shoe at Convolutionary asks, what's your wildest dream bodega sandwich combo? And has Pikachu Liu gotten anything the Aki way yet? Have you guys heard of the Aki way?
Whoa, never heard of this.
Gonna need to.
The hockey way?
It's an Aki. It's a TikTok bodega sandwich guy. And he just goes nuts on these things. Like his bacon, egg, and cheese is three eggs, a huge handful of bacon, three mozzarella sticks, and just goes bananas on it.
That's too much. That's a little strange.
But then he does a good job. He does a good job of compressing it down.
That's where it got weird.
Into the final product, but it does. It is a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that yet, but it's. I'm not gonna.
I feel
lie.
Like we have to send you Eden just to do the test.
But like, where do I find this guy?
This is like you heard of Fat Sal's?
Yeah, it's the same idea as Fat Sal's. Yeah, that's in Westwood, right?
They've got a few, yeah. But yeah, like, it's just too much.
Though, like, it's like I'd
like a bite of it.
Yeah, like I'm a little old at this point. Like my body cannot process like that much grease and
I'm out for a week if I eat that thing.
Yeah, like
it's just
I'm gonna struggle. I don't know. I think I'd rather like save it for KBBQ or something.
Mm. All right. Yeah, but this it reminds me of like Ike's sandwiches, which is now a massive chain.
I like
and Ike's. Everywhere. Yeah. Ike's is good, but they when they started when they were smaller, they were doing. They had some sandwich called like the Kryptonite, which had like 17 things in it, including mozzarella sticks and jalapeno poppers. It's like, all right, you know what? Like,
where's my?
Can I just have? They got a great Ike's. BLT.
Where's my Ike's?
Great BLT.
California, Jade.
Yeah. Me and East Coaster and say it's in Cali.
Closest one is in Fort Worth, Texas.
That's
a tough Postmates.
Is it Ike's Love and Sandwiches? Is that the place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What a bummer. Oh, it looks so good.
It's great. The bread's really good. Yeah, it's a good sandwich.
Oh, it's one of these places? Like, they got the Larry David?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the BLT, I think, is called the Kevin Bacon. I love
it. There's the Steph Curry. That's the Marshawn Lynch. This is hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, it's the Dutch Crunch bread as well.
I wonder if they have to get that approved.
I feel like no, man.
The Matt Cain.
I know that.
The Ménage à Trois.
I know that when they started, they were pretty close to the. Like, they definitely had some sort of. Not agreement, but friendship with Warriors players. Like they had like a Harrison Barnes sandwich and stuff like that. Like they had players coming to get the sandwiches. So I feel like maybe that's all the endorsement you need is just the athlete or the person shows up once and eats the sandwich. And then you're like, well, I'm going to name a sandwich after you, Hunter Pence. But
yeah.
Paul Rubens, definitely. I don't think he's out here eating Ike sandwiches. They just named it that because it's the, a Reuben.
And there's the Pee-wee.
That's the size of the sandwich, actually. It's not its own special
vegan
sandwich.
Vegan turkey, purple slaw, French dressing, Swiss. Oh, man. I wish we had this place here. We got, what do we got? Jimmy's? What's Jimmy's? Something? What's the sandwich place that's called Jimmy's or something?
Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's, yes.
That's like the most generic, like.
Oh, yep. I know. God.
It's just sad.
It's like not bad, but it's not good. You know, like it's like I have, it's like there's no opinion on it. It's
like just slightly
exists.
Fresher Subway.
Yeah, it just exists.
It is just
slightly better than Subway.
It's like when you go to conference and they hand out sandwiches.
I don't think
sandwiches.
It is slightly better than Subway. Like I'll fuck up a Subway just as much as I'll fuck up a Jimmy John's.
I went to Jimmy John's in San Antonio and I was so unimpressed.
Yeah, their hook is that they deliver fast.
Yeah, fast and fresh. Which it's not fast and fresh. It's just that's all that it is.
Yeah.
It's just nothing special about it. Like, I'm not hating, but I'm also, like, never going to geek out about a Jimmy John's sandwich. Like, do I want it occasionally? It's convenient. Yeah. I'll eat it.
It's oatmeal, you know. Right?
Yeah.
You'll eat it. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just, it's what it is.
Here.
Yeah. The Pepe. Ham and provolone, lettuce and tomato.
The hot peppers they add are okay. Good, though. I do like the hot peppers that they add.
The Big like John.
Pickled hot
roast
peppers.
Roast beef, lettuce. Mm.
Those peppers are Jade, good. You've got Jersey Mike's out there, though, right?
Am I thinking Jersey Mike?
Jersey Mike's is good. I think Jersey Mike's is definitely a cut above Jimmy John's.
Actually, I think that's the one because we just got one new in town, and I think I assumed it was that one.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's jumped straight from East Coast to L.A.
Let's see what we got here.
Definitely had some good sandwiches there.
It's kind of the same, though. Kind of the same. Everything's
is it? I mean, it's a little different.
Italian
it's
sub.
it's gonna have the same the types Philly. Of sandwiches on it. Yes, but it's a higher quality sandwich, I think.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I'll check it out today. Since I'm home alone, go wherever I want. Going to Jersey.
Mm. Mike's. Joyzy.
You watch, what did you think of Curb this week?
What happened? The Japanese restaurant?
No, that was two.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago?
That was pretty good. Harishima. What was the name? What was the word?
Harishima or something. Yeah.
Harishima-say.
Say,
I like that episode.
Wait, so like, no, that was the last one. That was the last one, Jade.
No, the last one is Man the roofer. Fights. The roofer, Seth
Rogen's
in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was good. Oh, I did really like the Seth Rogen back and forth was fantastic where he was just like, don't say anything. Like, you said like crazy 30 crazy things to me. We barely know each other. That's a great line. That was such a great Seth Rogen line. Seth Rogen's podcast, by the way, fantastic. His podcast is so good.
Story time?
Yeah, so good. It's really well produced. Like, the production makes the podcast. It's so good.
I'm really enjoying Vince Vaughn. I think he's
so good for that.
He's actual natural for the show because he's got that improv quality.
Yeah, he's watching the Blazers in that episode. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Just saw that. So I was just finishing it up.
Blazers Mavs or something.
Yeah.
I'm with him, though. You never take the last one.
No, that's for the... Yeah, you leave that for...
And Larry's so fucking pissed, he just leaves.
He just leaves. He's going to stay there for 3 days and just leaves.
He's been there for 5 minutes. And Vince is like, we'll get you a fucking Perrier tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just relax.
That's it.
Can't do it.
Which is funny coming off the fact that he gave his last shirt or his favorite shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good episode. I love that. Did you guys watch did you watch King Richard?
I haven't watched that yet. The Will Smith as the Williams sisters
Dad.
Yeah. No, I have not. Watched it yesterday. Really enjoyed it. Thought it was excellent. I don't know what the reviews have been, but I liked it. I thought the tennis was good in it. I thought the girls were great. I thought Will Smith was fantastic. The wife was fantastic. Really good. Two thumbs up.
Is it the best Will Smith movie in like 5 years? Like how long has it been?
Let me look at his old
Bad Boys for Life. The Gemini Man. Best movie
since I Am Legend.
Aladdin. Bright.
It's definitely better than Bright.
Collateral Beauty, Suicide Squad, Concussion.
I liked Collateral.
Beauty.
Oh.
Collateral with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, different.
Different movie.
Different movie.
Like, that was good.
Collateral is good. It was good because Will Smith wasn't in it. Oh!
Oh!
The best movie since Bagger Vance. It has been a while, huh?
Yeah, I would say
I can't even think of a movie. I would say
it is his best movie since. Oh man, Focus is a real piece of shit. Well, I really enjoy Hancock. I'll say it's his best movie since Hancock. I think Hancock's good.
That's 13 years. Where he's like,
was well, that the one where he's like fault. A super pickup artist?
Oh my god!
No. You're thinking of Hitch.
Hitch, sorry.
Yeah. Charlize Theron's in Hancock.
What's Hancock?
He's like a drunk superhero.
Yeah. Jason Bateman's in it.
I mean, After Earth is... it's the best one since After Earth. That's 8 years.
He's doing more producing, though. That's his deal.
Yeah, produced like crazy. Focus, man. Have you guys seen Focus?
I have.
I'm amazed it doesn't qualify.
Yeah, it's.
I was gonna pick that for Heist Month. Yeah,
they did it for the rewatchables, which I thought was a really weird choice. Like Bill Simmons,
what was
Hormageddon? Pump that up like it was good.
Mm. What was Hormageddon? What did you just say?
What Jade? Type of
one of his? She has a short movie in his credits here called Hormageddon. Hormigeddon.
Are you sure that's Will Smith?
Yeah,
crocodile.
Like, no, it's there.
Yeah.
All right. Isn't it?
What the hell? Where is this?
Also, where is he at?
Oh, man. Oh, he's still married to Jada Pinkett Smith?
Oh, yeah, but I see a weird headline from them every other week.
Wait, what was the thing that petition that was like to stop interviewing them? I'm so confused.
Yeah, because the latest thing, it was like he said, oh, I started like getting sick or like gagging or getting throwing up because I was having so much sex that the idea of like orgasming made me ill.
And then they made this poster, The Legend of Gagger Blast.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's a good one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I could. I mean, they've gone so deep into their marriage and everything else. It's they're an open book at this point. But I'm glad that he can still act. That's good. I'm glad that he did a good movie.
Yeah, he's really good. And like, I didn't really remember too much about their dad. So it was all very like fresh to me. It wasn't like him as Ollie or anything. Like, right. But yeah, he does a really good job.
HBO Max. Oh yeah, and then in Curb we've got the actual set of Young Larry. With Jews for Jesus guy. And the doctor with the bad underwear. Yeah.
You're not buying it.
Really? No.
You're buying the virgin birth.
What's so hard to believe about the virgin birth?
Oh, no. It's just people get pregnant by God all the time.
Well, they don't. That's what makes it so special.
Why wasn't Joseph having sex with her, by the way? They were married.
Well, she was trying to keep herself pure for God.
What did Mary tell Joseph when she got pregnant?
I have brought unto you a miracle, the Son of God. He grows within me.
And then you know what Joseph did? He went next door and he spoke to his friend. He said,
She's out of her fucking mind. I gotta get out of there.
No, that's one of God's miracles.
Yeah.
Parting the sea and
falling of like frogs from the sky.
Look, you want to be a Jesus guy in Zygosund, go ahead.
Yeah.
These Jews on the set are not for Jesus. So leave them alone. No proselytizing here. That's out.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
No more Jesus.
Okay?
Just out of full just honesty and transparency, yeah. I am going to be saying his name inside. In my heart, that's how I get
say it
day.
Inside as much as you want.
I will shout it.
I don't care what you say inside.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
What's the matter?
No, it's just my sciatic is acting up.
You need a chiropractor? I got the guy. My back was terrible. This guy was really helping me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be incredible. You think you can fit me in, like, I don't know, maybe today?
I got a hot date tonight with Connie. Knock on my door, wake me up in 20 minutes, all right?
Getting it?
No. This is evolutionary. I've been reading this book on Leonardo da Vinci. See, that means from Vinci, you know?
That must be some book.
Yeah, well, it turns out that the master slept only 20 minutes every 3 hours. That works out to 2.5 extra days that I'm awake for a week, every week. Which means if I live to be 80, I will have lived the equivalent.
Morning? Yeah, what time is it?
10:30?
See, I got the whole night ahead of me. Boy, that's a nice jacket.
Oh, I don't believe this.
I forgot to give it back. It belongs to the Friars Club.
Yeah, I like that crest.